about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. From piece of bad till
it's
the Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Welcome, everyone, to our program to start the week off, Monday night program, and wouldn't you know it, boy, as we are beginning to make major inroads into this massive hoax of Sandy Hook, Connecticut, we have further distractions, further false flags being perpetrated, just as we said they would, and we told you that here on RBN. Thank you for your correspondence, for your emails. And one of you has sent an email with a promise of a gift to us, and I say us, RBN, of course, but also Dr. K and myself for the fact that we are doing some incredible work here, folks, as emissaries and missionaries of the Lord. There are some very interesting late-breaking developments out of Boston that we're going to talk about tonight. In this latest, this latest terror attack, and who is behind it? Dr. K, I believe you're there, are you?
Yeah, hi, Mr.
Welcome,
Adams.
Welcome back, yeah.
Welcome, thank you. You know, sadly, on this program, you and I have, warned that the Mossad, you know, the Zionist extremists would strike again, to obfuscate the truth, if you know, to commit more filthy crimes on this land, as they do in Iraq and Afghanistan,
yes,
and all over the world, as
an
they
American
did in Operation Gladio,
thing.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And it bleeds, really, doesn't it, to see people standing on a street side. I mean, it happens in Baghdad and in the Middle East every day, but and then to have their legs macerated by a trash can bomb, mm-hmm, planted. Now, who would be the suspects? We can go over them here, but and then deaths, and even apparently an 8-year-old child.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the survivors, the pain and agony and fear and pandemonium that they'll go through, you know, internally from experiencing this. And then you have the amputees. You see, you have the 20, 30, 40, how many? Lost a foot. Many of them runners, or, you know, of course, it was mostly bystanders, but many of those bystanders would be runners or future runners. And this is what the price to pay for Jewry to cover. Well, we can explain why they would be the suspects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have time to.
Well, we know they have the rationale. Again, Saibono is the question, who benefits? We know they have the beneficiary reasons. We know they are the perpetrators of massive attacks in foreign lands on American troops, on Americans here at 9/11, and now Sandy Hoax. And indeed, they will continue, as we said, they will continue to grow in number, and they will continue to expand until they get what they're after. And they're after you, folks. They're after your freedom. They're after us. They want their one-world government by consent or by conquest. And, I want to bring up some things, and you bring up some things from London as well, Dr. K, even at this early hour. This early hour, there are some more glaring anomalies to this story of what just happened today on Patriot Day in Massachusetts, right next door to me, folks, and Connecticut, interestingly enough. All right, we'll come back with Rick Adams, Uncensored, and Dr. K. Join us. Listen up.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Okay, we're now returning, folks, with the program, Rick Adams Uncensored, here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I believe the pledge drive, by the way, is probably still going on right now, and it is. In fact, if you have a pledge, and some of our listeners have graciously decided they were going to give a few extra dollars or make a monthly pledge here to RBN for the shortfall that we've had in operating costs, you can do that in a variety of ways. Of course, you can call in to the station, the network here, and Dan will answer the call, 800-313-9443. Take your pledge, or you can send it to us as well, folks, in care of RBN, and that's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, 302 is the suite number, in Round Rock, Texas. Round Rock, two words, Texas, 78664. Well, here we are, Dr. K. You've been making some observances of the timing, the very highly suspicious timing of this attack, again, this so-called terror attack, which Mr. Obama, up until now, of course, you know, gave his usual speech, his Emily Parker address, you know, his Sandy Hoax address immediately after, and will not use the word terror yet. So it's obvious that what they'd like to do is, once again, is to tie this into another nation, foreign nation that's on Israel's hit list, and to tie it in somehow, if they can, to a disgruntled American, a radical, extremist, patriot type. This has been their goal. And, you know, Dr. K, isn't it interesting? Since the emergence of Homeland Security, there have been more attacks on Americans worldwide and here in America.
Yep.
If this is the kind of like war on poverty program of the 60s, how come we have more poverty?
Yeah, that's right.
We have more terror.
The war on drugs, the war on cancer.
They're the perpetrators. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
that's
indeed,
right.
Indeed.
Well, I wonder who could be responsible for this kind of an act. Mm. I mean, you have 9-1-1, which was exclusively an Israeli Zionist extremist act. There were no other perpetrators in terms of actual murderers or bomb detonators or explosives experts or drillers of holes in the World Trade Center or, charge placement experts or, Moshe's moving service van transporters with truckloads and panel truckloads of vans. We've got the evidence of one of those vans now. I'll be posting soon. I wonder who did the London bombings when Netanyahu was right there with Giuliani to make commentary on the spot. And I wonder who might have blown up the Bally Disco when Australia did not feel kindly about entering the war. Or the Mexican Congress. Well, we've already have that hard proof, don't we, when those Mossad moles were caught by the sugar workers there and wrestled down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The Times Square rabbi, was caught changing his clothes
a couple years ago. On the spot. We had the shoe bomber, Richard Reeve. We had the shampoo bomber, the hair bomber, the underwear bomber. All of this nonsense being perpetrated, of course, by the synagogue of Satan. And we know that they have the motive, they have the reason, they have the ability, they have the network of control over this government. And was it ICTS in the 9/11 alleged hijacking of planes from Logan, for one?
Right.
Wasn't it ICTS security?
Mossad,
that was, Mossad was running that now.
Well, and they ran, security. Of course, they would have run Rockefeller Center of Security completely.
Well, there you go. And in Boston again, here we are, the marathon in Boston, Copley Plaza, heavily penetrated and heavily combed by the Israeli government. The consul office is down the street. So it's not a stretch. It's not a stretch to see the hand, the invisible hand of the Mossad, CIA, FBI, Homeland Security, NSA, cabal at work.
That's right. As Ibono here is big, isn't it? Because of Sandy Hook collapsing, because of the Brickell family, which are venomous Zionist agents being completely and utterly exposed as posing as Mary Sherlach, because of the fact that he's no small player. Bill Sherlach is exposed as a Jew and a Mossad agent. The exposure of the Sotos, the Donna Soto as a Mossad, well, at least a Mossad operative, but
the
primarily
Greenbergs,
a DHS mole.
The Greenbergs.
And they're still looking at the Levitman thing, the Rousseau thing. They're all, one way or the other, they're all exposed. And Obama is exposed. I mean, now look at the culprits or the potential suspects. What association do they have? How about Joseph Biden? Joseph Biden is quoted as being on the phone when the bomb was detonated, talking to the parents of Sandy Hook about gun control. He didn't interrupt his conversation, but I'm sure the media was there where he said, "Our hearts and condolences go out to the victims." Well, that's obvious, all of our hearts, but look at that situation. And how about Michelle Cohen Obama and Mr. Obama himself? Barack, right? Ehud Barack. So if you start to look at the agents that micromanage these disasters, it still points to the synagogue of Satan. It still points to Tel Aviv directly. We don't even need Netanyahu here to give commentary. We have our own Netanyahus.
Unfortunately, all too many of them, yes. The University of Mobile's, cross-country coach, Stevenson, who was right near the finish line today of the Boston Marathon, apparently, when these series of explosions went off, said, now this is an eyewitness, he said he thought it was odd that there were bomb-sniffing dogs at the start and finish lines. Why? Why were they placed there? Why were they seen on rooftops? And he said they kept making these announcements to the participants. Do not worry. It's just a training exercise. Does that sound familiar, Dr. K?
Yes, it's been reported by a wise YouTuber that there was a Boston military bomb detonation training exercise. Yes, yes, yes.
Folks,
and
you know,
that means that it was exactly by the Tel Aviv orchestrated there to murder Americans. We do not need other proof. We can add to that, that stack of proof. The fact that high explosives were used, you know, with these massive detonations, concussive charges. Who has access to C4 and who has access to such bomb equipment? Only the Israelis. And, you know, unless one of our soldiers had stolen something and stashed, we have no evidence to believe in that at all.
Pretty much right in intel here as well, though. And, you know, evidently, as he said, and Coach Stevenson said, that I don't believe they were just having a training exercise. And now he's speaking out of turn here, and he may have to pay a price for this, folks. But I'll say that he said, quote, I think they must have had some sort of threat of suspicion called in. Now, that's as far as he'll go. But
I don't believe
it's just a matter of suspicion. Yeah. So far, no reports of any bomb threats have been released by the security teams. But, you know, this guy had just finished. He just finished in the marathon before these explosions went off. And Stevenson said, you know, his wife had been sitting on one of those seating sections where an explosion went off. So he's pretty angry about it, pretty upset, and he said, thank God she left her seat and was walking to meet. But it could have been her, it could have been him,
could
have been anyone, and these people have absolutely no regard for any life whatsoever.
Well, the Israelis control all the security on the East Coast, and certainly in Boston. They, through their DHS moles, have sufficient spies to infiltrate that section, that closing section there, so that it was their agents with the dogs. They had cleared the area. They had made sure that they could plant those high explosives and that they would not be detected, giving them sufficient time. Apparently someone has witnessed, or CCTV has witnessed, an individual with backpacks who may have deposited, may have deposited possibly those those explosives in the trash can.
Right.
So
it's possible. It's very possible.
What is logical here is that the legs and feet were blown off, so the bomb was low to the ground. That means it wasn't on a ledge of a building. It would likely have been in something on the sidewalk. And if you watch the film, it's blowing up from down up and not in a building. And then, of course, with the shotgun pellets being picked up on clothes and penetrating, whoever did it wanted to kill and mutilate as many Americans as could be done. Maximum effect.
Once again, now, it is in light of Sandy Hook, this is the next step, the next phase. We said here on this program, go back and listen to the archives, folks, on RBN, Rick Adams, Uncensored, that this would be the beginning of a continuing and escalating attack domestically on Americans. Anyone could be killed. Anybody could be attacked. And these drone attacks now are going to be playing an increasing factor in them. We have the tanks that are going to be growing in number on American streets. Now, it's all to keep you safe, mind you. It's all to save the children and to save our freedom and our precious way of life. Hogwash. Folks, we'll come right back. We may take a call or two as well, so get ready. The pledge drive continues. 800-313-9443.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
And we're back, folks. Rick Adams with you tonight on this program, Rick Adams Uncensored, here on RepublicBroadcasting.org. Dr. K and I are bringing information to you as we obviously see it develop before our eyes. But again, when we deal with the media, we know with a controlled entity. We are dealing with a very small, heavily concentrated pool of media reportage. And so we understand that what is being reported, or what is being disseminated, I should say, is basically, again, the result of filtering. We've had contradictory reports from the beginning, typically, in each and every one of these cases. So we're very cautiously treading. But I happen to be right in the neighborhood, right within 40 miles of Boston and Copley Plaza, where I have been many times. And I know, you know, roughly the area. I haven't been there in a while now, but, you know, it is a very, very interesting area. It is an area, of course, that is strictly very business-oriented. It is highly populated, densely populated, very active. There is a mix of population there, and so on and so forth. But it would make the perfect opportunity to do some damage, to injure maybe 100, 120, 130 people, we don't know yet, kill at least two, so we are told, and that would make enough of an impact to frighten people, again, into being distracted from the real Sandy Hook lie, and other attacks on America, including 9/11 of 2001. And all of this is adding up to more attacks, more surrender of our freedoms. Now, Dr. K, it's interesting, even though no guns were employed here, it's interesting to see how the enemy works from within and without to disarm us spiritually as well as physically. In the case of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, yesterday it was demonstrated on the air quite, vociferously that they would break with the NRA position on the background checks bill.
Good
and
for them.
They have now compromised. No, they are breaking with the NRA, and they're actually compromising and saying
they're
it's okay.
In that direction.
Well, and yes, and now they have some people in the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms who are of a particular lineage that have infiltrated some time ago, like the Second Amendment Foundation and so forth. And they are the ones who are now coming as sleepers out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Well, kudos to the RNA then, to the NRA for staying somewhat strong.
Well, yeah, but they've been infiltrated, too, and I understand it's a big organization and it's easy. Gun Owners of America has been the least, probably the least, Larry Pratt infiltrated. I know Larry personally. I've talked to him, met him, and he knows who is behind all of this. He understands the lineage of Cain Seed and so forth. We have to understand something here, folks. This enemy works as its father does, Satan.
Yeah.
He works to divide, yes, cunning, deception. Any trick that he can bring up, he will bring up to divide you, to divide us, to divide America, to take us away from who and what we should be in worshiping. And that's God Almighty. And you see, God Almighty has set down his commandments.
And murders and chaos and corruption and
all of it.
This is the oldest exercise event that we have in the world at this time. It's the oldest marathon. It's the most traditional. The whole world comes, and they disrupted it. Whatever fun or enjoyment or achievement that the people had, that memory's gone. All they have is the bomb blast and the sniffing of C4 explosive. And, this is the kind of filthy corruption that World Jewry is infamous for destabilizing stability. So all those decades and years, it was a stable event. Maybe none of us like to jog. Who cares? But let them jog. Let them do it freely. And you know it was the Zionists. When Mr. Adams brought forth this report, now confirmed, I've seen this report on the net, but he's got an eyewitness to it, that the Jews put a training exercise together to, act as a cover for placing those explosives. And
well, at the very least, it would indicate that there was some prior suspicion that something was going to happen, isn't there?
I think that what we've seen in London, where they had the training exercise simultaneously, where they had the training exercise on 9/11 simultaneously, that these exercises are organized by the Zionists. Then they have coverage of their agents to ensure, with their walkie-talkies or their cell phones, that they've got the situation under control. It is possible that someone alerted them, but that's not been the propensity. They would have had to have had their own agents on the ground to prevent a proper law enforcement person from finding them.
Let's understand something, too, out there, folks, and that is that, as I said last week, Homeland Security Department was strictly the outgrowth of 9/11, and if we all agree that Israel was key in perpetrating 9/11, we know that Israel now staffs and runs Homeland Security, TSA, and the whole body of this dragnet over America. We'll come right back to that in just 3 minutes, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit.
1-877-605-9200. Well, that's what it comes down to. Bribery, extortion, criminality for hire, murder. These are the attributes of Satan himself and his minions. And, you know, in the Gospel of Matthew, Dr. K,
yeah.
Jesus denounced the scribes and Pharisees in the most unflattering of terms.
Oh, yeah.
And he tells them in 23, you know, when he's telling them, but ye, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. That means may the curses of God come down upon you for your acts, for your deeds, for your wickedness, and for all that you do. Hypocrites, he says, you are play actors, pretending to be that which you are not. Outwardly clean, and, you know, you clean the fingernails, you wash the hands, and so forth, and yet inwardly, you are ravening wolves, he says to them.
Incredible.
And they did not like that. They did not appreciate that. Now,
no wonder they went after him.
They murdered him, yes, for envy. And you see what happens? You see, when you identify the synagogue of Satan, they are unmerciful, they are unforgiving. They commit one crime to hide another, and another, and another, and there is no end to their vileness, folks.
Yeah.
No end, Dr. K.
No, I mean, this is military-grade explosive, and the concussive nature blew runners to the ground, others lifted people off their feet. This is a professional hit job. The the only entity that has achieved this globally and mercilessly are the Jews. And those would be the Israelis extremists and their American collaborators. That's what makes this so dangerous. It's not just Israelis. It's people like the Brickell family, the Greenberg cabal, the Harmons. These people are indelibly tied to this murderous propensity. And this is why we're completely infiltrated. You know, if it was just Israelis with false Pakistani passports, they could still do it. But when you've got the Silversteins and you've got the Rockefellers and the Eisenbergs and the Annenbergs, that's why these Americans died. I mean, yeah, the American public has been reticent. You know, right away they post, well, I don't think it's a Muslim this time. It's maybe a radical American group or something. You know, if they were maybe a little more aware, it would help, but it's not going to solve it.
What is interesting here, and it was very well said, you know, by one of our callers the other night. I think it was Frank. Was that you, Frank? Yeah, I think it was Frank in North Carolina. And he said, in every single instance which there is an alleged lone gunman, a lone terrorist, or a group of people plotting to do evil in America, not once has there been a Jew involved. Not once has there been an Israeli indicted. Not once has there been any of the Sionim, any of those who are affiliated with the Israeli government or its mafia in this country, its Jewish jihadist mafia. And that in itself speaks reams of who runs Homeland Security, the yeah. Department of Homeland Security, folks. I said, and I'll say it again, was staffed and started strictly by Israeli interests. And Chertoff, son of the devil Chertoff, Michael, was part of that cabal that got it started, folks.
Well, that's true. The Chertoff unrepentantly sold those millions of dollars of backscatter machines and reaped countless profits, and we fought that and fought it and fought it. And the European Union exterminated them, saying, we're not going to irradiate our people with these things anymore, Chertoff. And then what happened? Everything that Jewry does is a disaster for everybody, even the Jews, of course. They had to go get irradiated, everybody else. And what happened? The woman, they looked her over, you know, and they said, oh, she looks real good. Let's run her through again. And she overheard him saying that. Remember that in Texas?
Yes, I do.
So that lawsuit, shortly thereafter, amongst other things, and all the published data, they quietly removed them all. They're no longer there. And they imposed that upon us. And now they want to impose martial law by the acts of their own doings, take the guns by their own false flags. And the Israeli apartheid so-called settlers are armed to the teeth and can murder anybody at a whim, even their own if they cross them.
Well, you know, murder is the name of the game, Murder Incorporated, you know, goes back to OSS, goes back to General Patton. It goes back to other generals who could see the handwriting on the wall in the 1920s and 30s. They knew what was going on. You know, the Lindbergh baby that was kidnapped. All of these things are evident, folks, that this group goes back a long time. It's nothing new under the sun.
The Jews should be raising up in a tremendous fight because Jews were hurt in this miserable act. By their own. It will one day be shown.
Well, if they can murder, you know, Aaron Rosenberg, I believe it was Aaron, and those that set up counter cyber threats to the Israeli government, and they can murder discriminately and indiscriminately anybody who gets in the way of the machinery of this worldwide global Talmudic control, then they feel that it doesn't matter. They will kill. They will murder their own. Yeah. I mean, even Yitzhak Rabin, as I said. You know, Yitzhak Rabin, as bad a man as he was, you know, actually was killed by one of his own because I believe he had actually had a change of heart.
Yeah, what little goodness he had left in him was exterminated.
And his wife, Leah, you know, shortly thereafter came down with cancer. Yeah, and she was speaking out against the government. She was speaking out against the hardliners there, and she said that it was a conspiracy from within. Now, you see, folks, this is how ruthless they are, how vile they are. They will kill their own. They will kill you. They will kill anybody in order to establish their father's kingdom on this world, you see, on this earth. We know this. So what are we doing in bed with them? I mean, what are we doing in bed? What is John Hagee, Jonathan Falwell, Pat Robertson, Tim LaHaye, and all of these others doing in bed in these 501c3 churches, kissing up, suckering up, actually coming out some of them and saying, we would go and fight for Israel first before we'd fight for America. And they would go.
Is Jimmy Swaggart in there with them too now? Still?
Well, Jimmy Swaggart's sort of like out in the pastures now. He's a little bit older. But, you know, Jimmy Swaggart himself got into a little bit of trouble when he said, you know, that Antichrist would most likely be a Jew. And, you know,
he got a takedown.
Yeah. So, but you know, the up and coming rising stars, you know, of new evangelicalism, Dr. K, and new Christian Zionism, as they call it, they're still, you know, in that camp, openly, bravely.
Yeah.
I should say cowardly, not bravely, but boldly. Proclaiming their allegiance with the synagogue of Satan.
If
I were God, I wouldn't be very happy about that.
No way. Think about all those victims of Boston now, macerated legs and body parts, and you could see the splintering of the body parts and the bone and the flesh on the ground and the blood splattered on fences, on back windows and some sidewalks. And I mean, one interesting caveat here is that, I mean, this is proof. North Korea, they wanted it as a distraction. Nobody paid much attention, you know. They photoshopped photos, they paid off the dictator, and it just wasn't enough. And this Sandy Hook thing, each hour, another Jew is exposed as being the perpetrator. So much so that people are saying, would you quit saying it's the Jews? It's okay, just call us Zionists. You know, this is the new tack. And now, these are cowards. These are not, we're not talking about the Jewish people. I mean, these are cowards. They are, look at the cowards that are those parents. Look at that Mark Barden. Now, all these parents are Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an exception. Mark Barden's a Jew. Jackie Barden's a Jew. Nelba Marquise Green is a Jew masquerading as a Christian. Jimmy Green goes to Israel and Tel Aviv, so he's a Jew by proxy. He goes there. Donna Fagan. Fagan's a Jewish name. Donna Fagan Soto. You have the, Caitlin Rogue, who represented herself as a teacher, Jewish. You have Nick Phelps, Jew. Jennifer Sexton, Jew. All Jews. So they're the ones who have decided that the American people are their enemy in advance in Sandy Hook. They also decided it on 9/11. So who's going to be the culprit of Boston? The Arabs?
Of course.
The Pakistanis?
And an American patriot, you know, somebody who might be out there denouncing Homeland Security, somebody who believes in the Founding Fathers. Don't forget, you know, Dr. K, we can't lose sight of this. Janet Napolitano, who also is Jewish and who also came from Arizona and who is also very close to, the young lady there who managed to get herself supposedly shot
Gabby,
in the head.
So-called Giffords.
Yeah, Gabby Giffords. You know, all of these people together, interestingly enough, have made it a point to take their position papers from ADL, B'nai B'rith, and, of course, from the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they consider anybody who believes in the Founding Fathers, the philosophy of all of those patriots, as being dangerous. Homeschoolers are considered to be a threat to the freedom of our nation. People who believe in Washington, Patrick Henry, James Madison.
Oh, that's right.
These are all considered subversive. So, you know, this is the profile, folks. Come on. I mean, there's no excuse for anybody who listens to us to be ignorant. No excuse at all. But I'll tell you what, we've got a bunch of callers, I guess. So let's see if we can just take them one after another. Okay, quickly, folks. Let's get to them. Joel first, and then Barry, and I believe it's BJ and Jim. Okay, Joel up first in Wisconsin. Hello, Joel.
How do you do? I don't know if you guys heard, they said they already have a suspect.
Well, you know, I haven't heard that. But
yeah, I'll tell you what we know about that. There's an Arabic-looking guy standing in the crowd, right?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody's fleeing the scene, and who are they going to pick out and say, he's the guy?
I know.
So they tackled, as you know, they tackled this guy, held him to the ground.
Right, right.
He wasn't by the trash can, he was in the area. And then the police arrest him, and now they're questioning him. And they're saying, well, he doesn't seem to be involved. He's cooperating and he's denying.
Person of interest or what have you? Not a suspect or anybody who's a defendant yet.
Okay.
Have you got any other information, Joel, that you want to share?
My point was, I was going to use him because if you remember the Olympic Park bomber about 20 years ago, they picked a suspect and they held him in prison for in jail for
yes.
14 months and then, or 11 months, and then after that they went to court and the judge apologized to him. Mm-hmm. My point is, if they point the finger at somebody, then nobody thinks who did it because everybody thinks that they got
right.
the guy.
They always
that's a very good point, yeah.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, we suspect that that's going to be the case, that there were some people that the jury had targeted to be used as, and it could have been tackled by a mole. Hey, here's the guy, you know. Like those Jewish guys that handed passports, the kerosene-stained passports to the cop and said, here, you might want to look at this on 911.
Excellent point, Joel. I understand it, and I'm glad you called with that point, but we're going to have to move along,
okay.
My friend. We got to go to Barry now, Barry in California. Hello, Barry. Brother Barry.
Hey, Rick and
yes.
Dr. K.
Hi.
Special K. it's amazing they did it on Patriot Day.
Yeah.
Patriot Day.
Yeah.
That's
very
right.
Good. Yeah, yeah. Very good.
And also Israeli Revenue Service Day.
Yes. Now, about 4 hours ago, I was at the store and I had to get some food. I come in, my daughter goes, look on TV. I'm like, oh, no, they did it again.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a Red Sox game on earlier. An hour after that is when it happened, I guess. Or sometime after that.
Yeah, they even went after the Boston Marathon, you know.
I mean, these are people that were enjoying the day. It was like a holiday there in Boston. It happens every year.
Beautiful
I'm
weather.
From Massachusetts. Yeah, it was beautiful weather. And I happened to watch it online, and it was a Florida NBC affiliate, and they were interviewing a Florida runner on the phone, and she got done an hour before that. I guess she's a pretty good runner, because when it happened, it was 4 hours and something after the start of the race.
Yeah, about that.
And she said she was going to take the rest of the week and look at the sites, the historical sites, and said now she's too scared to go out.
See, this is exactly the tact. That bomb that was put by those Israeli moles and their collaborators, and this was an Israeli orchestrated act. So there are traitors and cowards in our country by the millions. This was done to create maximum carnage to the commoner. They didn't hit the runners, unless the runners were accidentally, they hit the spectators. And they were congregated.
Well, I thought a couple of the runners fall down.
Huh?
A couple of the runners did fall down.
Yeah, we know that, but the bomb, look at the live footage of the bomb. The bomb was placed amidst the spectators. Right there.
Yes.
For maximum murderous effect. If you put the bomb in the street, you have a runner coming here, a runner coming there. This was packed with people. That's why there are 105 injuries and two fatalities.
I saw a picture on the web, and it showed a young man crying on the sidewalk and someone consoling him, and you could see blood splattered on the sidewalk.
Yes. This is unprecedented in the history of America. This is Baghdad, America now. This is Israeli Baghdad, Israeli Syria is now, just like Mr. Adams has been predicting, it has come here, physically.
We're all Palestinians now, buddies.
Yes.
And you know, you're right. And at Sandy Hoax, there was no trail of blood. There was no video evidence. There was no CATV, nothing to show any evidence of that. And this is now distracting further from that, covering it up, dividing the so-called gun lobby so they can impose their agenda as fast as they can.
We're
going to have to break, though. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. K, for that word. And Barry, we'll come back with Frank. And if we could squeeze in another caller or two, we'll do that as well. All right. Stay tuned, folks. Keep your powder dry.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back, folks. www.nodisinfo.com. Go there, spread the word. Dr. K and myself, we have a few callers. We'll try to bring up a couple or more. And Frank, you are next. Frank in North Carolina.
Good evening, gentlemen. What I also said, Rick, is that you'll never find any reference to any Jew or Jews on any watch list or, you know,
that's
any
right.
list of extremist
yes, indeed.
Groups like
you
Ron Paul bumpers, you know, Ron Paul bumper sticker people that are on, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL's watch list as extremist terrorist veterans groups, stuff like that. But, you know, back on January 8, 2011, Saturday morning, I heard This is a first-hand account I can tell you on my local radio news that, quote, Judge Raw had been a thorn in the side of the Obama administration, unquote. Mm-hmm. I immediately started doing research and found out that Kathy, or whatever her name is, Giffords, is a Jewish woman, and she was proud because she was bragging in an article about how she was Jewish. She was
changed
a Jewish
her
woman.
Name, yeah.
If you want something done, give it to a Jewish woman. We get it done. Reports this afternoon, a Saudi in custody, then all of a sudden there's no one in custody, conflicting reports. So I'm thinking, as I'm hearing this, okay, they found out that the Saudi part was just a cover story. Then they found out he's actually an Israeli, so they changed the story. No, we don't have anyone in custody. He'll be back on an airplane within 48 hours.
Yes, by the minute.
Very well be.
Okay, my mind is working. I'm reading between the lines and everything. But this day, and I wasn't really familiar with it. I've never even been to Boston. But what they call it in Boston, Massachusetts, this is an old holiday for them. It's called Patriots Day, but it is, which I found out later today, it's a celebration of the beginning of the Revolutionary War. I don't know if that has any symbolic value.
Really? Yes, it is. Yeah. That's symbolic.
That was on mainstream radio. Yes. That was on mainstream radio. Yep, it is a celebration of the sort of the... anyway, I
remember it's there in Lexington and Concord, two communities, when they drew the line. The founding fathers, the colonists said, we'll negotiate with the British, we'll give, we'll take. When he said, we're going to come and get the guns, they said, no further. We're going to do that today. We have men like that today and women like that today of courage who'll give their blood for that. I hope so.
I think it's rare, but
I'll make way for other callers. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
Very
Let's see
great
if we
insight.
Can squeeze in right now. BJ in Arizona. Hello, BJ.
Hi, Rick and Dr. K.
Hi.
I am in the process, I guess I'm way behind the curve. I'm reading the Dearborn Independent and the articles of Henry Ford. 1920. Where did all these lessons get lost? Because these articles make my hair stand on end, and it's telling us everything.
Yeah.
It's warning. What happened?
Americans vaccinated, weakened, fluoridated, defeated, drugged, propaganda.
The generations didn't pass down to each other.
No, they didn't. They didn't. And it was a perfect, this Islamophobia was the perfect way to conquer America.
Oh,
there's a little bit of a natural sort of reticence of the Arab or the Prophet Muhammad, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Did it with the Japanese.
Yeah.
Come on.
Everybody else is demonized but them, and it got lost in the shuffle?
Yes, it
I mean,
did.
This is deadly, and I just can't believe that this was not...
There's no way we lost it.
Well, only the few. You know, 3% of the public in history has ever made a difference to do anything to oppose the masses. So, BJ, you're one of that
3%.
Thank you.
Like
Unfortunately,
thank you.
I don't think we're going to have time for Jim. We're ticking away. Dr. K joins me tonight, emergency. We're talking fact, folks. Go to nodisinfo.com and get that word out, and we're going to expose them before God. Dr. K, thank you again.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bless you. Bless you all, folks. Pray for us. You know, let's form the prayer union here, and let's go right before the Father. Okay? Thank you all. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow night. Rick Adams, so long.